Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Three meals a day, 7 days a week. That's how often bread is served in the average home. And that's why bread, the right bread, that is so very important. And once you become accustomed to this little tune...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, when you always remember that, you're getting the finest out of the bread you serve every meal, every day. You see, butternut bread, every loaf you buy, is always of the finest, softest, freshest quality. And we make this claim because we know that butternut is baked to the same uniform standard of highest quality every time. And say, the butternut wrapper shows you its quality before you buy. There's a full, true-to-life picture on every blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. You can be sure of the most appetizing, most delicious bread when you buy butternut bread. So next time, every time, always buy butternut in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Wheel of Chance. The pioneers who came to the frontier country of our West in the 1870s were many and varied. Hard-bitten New Englanders, lanky, soft-spoken Tennesseans, and in a few instances, Pennsylvania Dutch. The arrival of two such settlers in the town of Colfax, New Mexico Territory, was the beginning of a series of events which almost brought death to the famed Cisco Kid and his faithful partner, Pancho. Our story opens in the 7-Eleven cafe and gambling hall. Dice Stratton, the owner, is busily engaged in operating a roulette wheel.
Round and round the little ball goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. Any more bets, folks? Any more bets? All right, no more bets, friends. No more bets. 24 is the winner, number 24.
I win.
All right, place your bets, folks. Place your bets. Here she goes again. It's the Wheel of Chance, folks. Any more bets? Any more bets? Round and round the little ball goes, and where she stops, nobody knows.
Nobody but you, mister.
All right, what's that, stranger?
Keep your voice down and the wheel spinning. My hand's in my coat pocket. In that hand, there's a danger. Better do what I say.
All right, folks. All right, watch the ball. No more bets.
What do you want?
To talk to you privately.
That's right, 18's the winner, number 18. Eddie, come over and take the wheel, will you, please?
Sure, boys.
Now, stranger, what's your pleasure?
Your office is a good place for us to talk, Mr. Stratton.
Yeah, this is the holdup, stranger. You'll never get out of here alive. The boys are watching you right now.
I realize they are. Go ahead, Mr. Stratton, into your office.
Well, come right in.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Stratton.
Yeah, I know you, stranger. You've been playing that roulette wheel most of the evening.
Playing and losing.
Oh, now you want your money back, eh?
No, Mr. Stratton, even though I deserve to get it back. Your wheel is crooked. It's fixed and you know it.
Say, what are you really after, Mr.?
Grant Dundee. Grant Dundee at your service. I'm after a nice chunk of cash being carried by a Pennsylvania farmer and his daughter.
Well, tell me more, Grant.
Interested, eh, Mr. Stratton?
To my friends, my name is Dice.
Sure thing, Dice. Dice Stratton, the 7-Eleven cafe and that roulette wheel. They're all a sure thing. Just like my Pennsylvania Dutch farmer and his money.
Well, how do you aim to go about parting that farmer from his money? The roulette wheel?
Exactly.
Oh.
That greenhorn and his daughter out here looking for a ranch. I know they got a lot of money because I know the type of ranch they're looking for.
Well, what makes you think you can get the farmer to come in here and play roulette?
The daughter. She's a little on the plump side. She giggles. She makes her old man take her any place she'll have a chance to meet people.
Well, they must have just got in town today. I ain't seen him yet.
That's right. We came in on the stage together. That's how I know so much about him. I can steer him in here, Dice.
For how much?
One half of whatever you take from him with that roulette wheel.
It's a deal, Grant.
When we're through fleecing that farmer and his daughter, they won't have enough wool left to get back to Pennsylvania. It's a cinch they'll cause a commotion. Can you handle it, Dice?
That's part of the deal. Me and my boys are experts at handling that kind of commotion with the business end of a six-gun and a burial in Boot Hill.
Go hard, huh?
Pretty good, Pancho. Logo comes to a quick stop very well.
Watch that, Cisco. You watch Pancho. Pancho make Logo stop at a centavo and give you back 10 cents change. Go, Logo, go, go, go!
Stop at a centavo and 10 cents change. I hope you learn to stop Logo better than you count.
Hey, Pancho! Pancho, look out for those people in the buckboard!
Madre mia, he does not see them. They do not see him.
Hombre, look out! Pancho! Pancho, you're going to crash! Hombre, pull up that team! Pull up, ho, 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 ho!
I am sorry, señores y señorita. Mi compañero did not see you. Pancho, Pancho, you all right?
Ach, the liebe, what kind of people is in this country? Are you all right, Katrina?
Yeah, Papa, and you?
With the cowboys and the horses and the wagons, God in heaven, it's a wonder I'm still alive.
Oh, the poor man. His horse raised up in the air and he falls down on the ground.
It's his own fault, Miss Katrina. He was riding like a confounded idiot.
I think mi compañero hit his head on a rock when he fell. Would you give me that canteen of water, please, señorita?
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Papa, you get the water from this little gentleman's horse. I will help wake up this nice little man.
Horses mit water, mit rocks. Please, Grant, better you get the water, please.
Why, I'll be glad to.
Careful, hombre. The owl will not stand for rough treatment.
Come here, you jug-headed tail.
Look out!
Get around there, you broom tail.
Señorita, put me amigo, please.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
Gracias. Get your hands off the caballo, Maverick.
Hey, what? Get your hands off my coat.
You missed me, Coyote. But I will not miss you.
Don't run, Blitzen. Gentlemen, please not to make the fight me the fist.
Easy, Diablo. Easy. Steady, steady. Here's the canteen, señorita.
I don't like to be pushed around by saddle tramps.
Go ahead. Finish the draw.
But only you have the gun. Mr. Grand Dundee has no weapon.
You overlooked the derringer he carries in his vest pocket. Make your play, Maverick. I will not wait.
I have no intention of using the gun.
Better not try it. You will live longer.
Oh, the poor man. He wakes up.
Would you please give him some water, señorita?
Oh, yeah, do it. Here. Oh, the poor man.
Señorita! Huh? I meant for you to give him a drink of water, not pour it on him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I made the mistake.
Madre mía, the Pancho drowning, Cisco. What happened to Pancho? Pancho dead, maybe, huh?
Oh, no, you see, man. You are alive, and Katrina holds you in her arms. Oh, Papa, you sap. He's pretty, I think. And he thinks he is dead, and I am an angel.
Hey, Pancho, how do you feel?
Pancho feel fine, Cisco. Pancho lighting it up, but saying he didn't let me.
Well, Katrina, let him stand up.
Better I should take care of him. He is my hero. He saw the horses and wagon we were in running away, and he tried to stop them. Mm,
that's what he was doing?
Yeah, what else?
I think Pancho will be all right, señorita.
Hey, Pancho, all right. Pancho able to get up. And Pancho is sorry for the trouble.
Maybe you help me to get up, please, huh?
Si, señorita. Here.
Oh, he slipped. Now we both fall down.
See, you got the strongest sit down, and Pancho got the pull up. Cisco, maybe you get Logo to pull us both up.
Oh, he's funny, no, Papa?
With the sit downs and the pull ups and the horses. Ach, what kind of people.
Yes, señorita, let me help you. Come on. Now you, Pancho.
Oh, no, I'll help him up. There.
Ay, chihuahua. The señorita very strong, Cisco. She lifts Pancho like a feather.
Better I should make me the introducing. What is your name and hair?
What's the matter with your hair?
Oh, What's the matter with your hair, he says. You see, Papa, what I say? He's funny, no?
Yeah, he's funny, no. Nothing is the matter with my hair.
Nothing the matter with Pancho's hair. My hair.
Oh! Papa, he's killing me with the joke.
What's so funny, Cisco? What's the matter with that señorita?
Permit me to introduce myself, señor. I am the Cisco Kid, and this is my amigo, Pancho.
Ach, yeah. And this is my daughter, Katrina van der Hooten.
Who the one the button hooten?
Pancho.
And I am Herr Bettinghausen van der Hooten.
Herr Bettington Hooten Tooten?
Yeah, that's right. How do you do?
Fine, gracias, señor. Van Tooten Tooten.
Pancho.
Tooten Hooten. And how do you do it, señorita?
Fine, thank you, señor Pancho.
And this gentleman is Herr Grant Dundee.
The Cisco Kid and I need no further introduction, Mr. Van der Hooten.
An hombre must have a mean streak in him to mistreat a horse, Dundee.
An hombre must have a yellow streak to prod a gunfight with someone who's not a gunslinger.
Like I told you before, Dundee. Never try to use a gun and you will live longer.
I'll take that advice, Cisco. I'll make sure that I live longer. At least longer than you.
All right, boys, it's far enough. Scatter and hide yourself so Cisco won't see you. A couple of you go down the alley between the stores.
Tell them to make sure they get Cisco, Dave.
Yeah, they know their business, Grant. A gunshot will bring the whole town out. The boys will clobber Cisco and Pancho over the noggin and throw him down the cellar under the cafe.
I don't care when they kill Cisco, just so they do it.
And you should never have locked horns with him in the first place. I had trouble with Cisco back in Santa Fe.
And we'll both be settled with him at the same time.
And you took long enough to get old Van der Hooten and his daughter to make an appearance at the cafe.
What's the difference? They're inside playing the roulette wheel right now, ain't they? That daughter took a shine to Pancho. She's so anxious to put a wedding bridle over his head, she won't let him out of her sight.
I mean, Pancho must be hiding from her. Hey, here comes Cisco now, and alone.
He's heading straight for the 7-Eleven.
Just like a blasted sheep herder looking for his sheep. Yeah. Get Cisco, boys!
That's it, right. Gunching sidewinder.
That's your go, bell over his skull, Luke.
Good work. He's out like a light.
Yeah, good enough for now. But later, I'll like it better. He'll be dead.
And it seems nothing can prevent Cisco's death. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Now you can bring appetizing, satisfying goodness to any diet meal with deliciously different Roman meal bread. You see, this rich and unusual dark bread, baked only by butternut, gives you just 62 calories per slice. Yet it supplies that important touch of real eating enjoyment you need on any diet, with plenty of nutrition, too. Roman meal's flavor is completely different from any other bread. It's a dark bread, that's right. But it's a dark bread with typical white bread tenderness, the richness of rye, the goodness of whole wheat. It's smooth and lastingly fresh. Roman meal gives you that delightful combination of white, wheat, and rye flours, blended with honey and prune juice for extra zest. And whether you're on a diet or if you just plain like good food, try Roman meal. Just look for the bright and attractive wrapper with the Roman meal gladiator emblem. Roman meal bread, baked only by butternut. Fresh at your grocer's every day. Delicious for every meal. And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Wheel of Chance. Dice Stratton and Grant Dundee plot to fleece a Pennsylvania farmer, Van der Hooten, and his daughter, Katrina, of their money. They intend to do this with the aid of a crooked roulette wheel. Katrina takes a liking to Pancho, while Cisco incurs Grant's enmity when they all meet. In order to prevent Cisco's interference, Dice and his men ambush Cisco and knock him out with the intention of eventually killing him. They throw Cisco into the cellar under the cafe and leave him. Now...
Oh, my head. Ooh. One of those curtis must have gone with me.
At the door. One of them is returning.
If only I could get my wrists untied.
Cisco! 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 Oh, there you are.
Pancho, how did you get here? Were you taken prisoner also?
No, Cisco. Pancho found you when those pack rats ambushed you. What that noise was, Cisco, huh?
I think it was the roulette wheel upstairs. Then this must be the cellar under the gambling hall.
See, that's where those coyotes take you.
How did you get past the guards? They certainly would not leave the cellar door unguarded.
Pancho tells you when Pancho untied your ropes. Pancho think what Cisco would do with Pancho Cisco and Cisco Pancho. Uh-huh. So Pancho decide to build a fire down the alley near the stores. Not a big fire, just a little bitty one. Now Pancho untied your legs.
Yeah, see. What did you do after you built the fire, Chico?
The Pancho yell, fire, fire. And the coyotes what guarding you go to see the fire and Pancho sneak in the cellar door. There. Now you're free, Cisco.
Gracias, Pancho. Yeah, that was very clever of you, amigo. I'm proud of you for thinking of it.
Very clever, no? And Pancho proud of Pancho, too.
I thought you did not want to run into Senorita Katrina. How did you happen to follow me?
But after you leave, Pancho not like to be left alone. So Pancho follow after you and Pancho go to wait outside the cafe and did you come out?
Quito.
Here, Pancho's gun, Cisco, in case those hombres come down here.
Quito.
Bueno, they're not coming in to check on you.
Si. We will have to find another way to get out of here.
Maybe there's a window at the other end of the cellar.
Yeah, I hope you are right.
What that noise? What that noise, Cisco?
It is only the sound of the roulette wheel upstairs.
Cisco, that gambler, Dice Stratton, he the same hombre we know back in Santa Fe, no?
Si. And I am as sure his gambling here in Colfax is just as crooked as it was in Santa Fe.
That's why he have his hombres ambush you and bring you here. He afraid to tell Senorita, the drinker, and her padre that he a crooked gambler.
I only hope we can get out of here in time to keep Senor Van der Houten from gambling on any of Dice Stratton's tables.
If he gambling on the roulette wheel, he lose every bit of his monies.
I never saw the like of it before. 10 straight wins in a row. I never saw such a sprinkle out from Van der Houten.
Un momento, Pancho. That is Dice Stratton's voice.
Well, you can't lose tonight, Miss Van der Houten. You sure are lucky.
That the voice of the coyote Grand Dundi, no?
Si.
Madre mia. What's the matter, Cisco? What's the matter?
Look at those wires, Pancho. Eh? Up above you.
They're moving.
We must be standing directly under the roulette table. So that is how Dice Stratton controls his crooked roulette wheel.
Now, just watch it all, folks. Round and round this wheel of chance she goes, and where she stops, only Dame Fortune knows.
Those wires moving again, Cisco.
If we lose now, we lose everything, Katrina.
There she goes, once the ball.
Oh, look at that.
Well, red's the winner. Looks like there was no one on red.
Lose, Katrina. We lose everything.
Well, that's too bad, Mr. Randall. That was a lot of money.
Oh, Papa. No, Papa.
Those dirty, swindling mavericks. They purposely allowed the senorita to win until they were sure they would get all her money at one time with that crooked roulette wheel. Come on, Pancho.
Hey, we gotta do something to help them, Cisco.
See, as soon as we can get out of here.
Here's a small window, Cisco. Do you think we can squeeze through it?
Yeah, we can try. I will give you a boost.
Pancho like to use a bullwhip on the swindlers. Pancho showed him.
Un momento, Chico. Huh? That would not get Senor Van der Houten's money back.
But we know that gambling wheel crooked, Cisco.
First, we have to make sure the senor and senorita get their money back.
Uh-huh.
Then we can put Dice Stratton out of business.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Cisco?
Pancho, huh? Here, take all the money we have.
All the money?
Go up into the gambling hall and make the senorita bet it on the black.
What do you do, Cisco?
I will stay here in the cellar and give those coyotes a taste of their own medicine. We will play their game their way.
Cisco means Cisco fix the wires under the table so the senorita win?
Only until she wins back the money she has lost.
Pancho not right to go in the cafe with that senorita.
Do you want to help me or not, Pancho?
See, Pancho, when they help you, Cisco, but the senorita...
Then move, andale. Up and out of the window. I will keep your gun.
Even with the gun, Pancho not like to leave you down here, Cisco. Because if those bandidos find out what you're doing down here, before you get the chance to use that gun, they killed you.
Hey,
You played fat old Vanderhoot and his fat daughter better than I've ever seen any suckers played before, Dice.
Yeah, they fell hook, line, and sinker for the come-on, Grant. Where are they now?
They're still in the gambling hall. I had to get away from Katrina's yowling. Yeah. That's why I came into your office. Yeah. When are you going to get rid of the Cisco kid?
As soon as you get them farmers out of the 7-Eleven. Come on.
Hey, Katrina's playing the roulette wheel again. Wonder where she got the money.
Yeah, there's Pancho standing next to her. You reckon he's advanced it?
Look at the pile of money in front of her. Well, she must be winning again.
Don't worry. Eddie knows how to handle that wheel as good as I do. Just building her up for another killing.
All right now, folks. Watch the ball. Black's the winner. Black.
Oh, Papa, look. I win again. Oh, Pancho, bring you all the good luck, huh? Oh, you sweet darling. Wonderful, Pancho.
No. Say, you read the drinking, rooting, tooting out. You do like Pancho say. Just put the number back on the black.
Yes, Mr. Numbers, but the wheel, Mr. Rudin, Tudin. I do like Pancho say, Katrina.
Yeah, Baba. Like Pancho say.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, Dice. Something's wrong with the wheel. I can't control it.
You all-eyed hooligan. Why didn't you call me before? Get out of here. I'll take over.
Sure, Dice. Whatever you say.
All right, now, folks. Place your bets. Come on. You all done? You all ready? All right. Here she goes.
You bring such good luck, Pancho. I would like... You should stay with me forever. Ooh, I hope he wins, huh?
Not you worry, Senorita, drinking hootin' tootin' hootin' now. Black win. But Pancho afraid Pancho gonna lose.
Mitte winning, mitte losing. Not so much talking and watch the ball.
Hey, what in thunder? Hey,
Papa, Black, I'm in again. Ooh, you leaper, Pancho.
Wait, Senorita. Wait. You win back all your money?
Yeah,
Pancho. All the money we lose, you win back for us. With the roulette, with the numbers, with the good luck, no more should we play. We win back the money. Now we should quit.
That's the right way, Senor. Who's in watching, rooting, tooting, shooting? You win, you take your money, you play no more.
I got something to say about that. You greenhorns ain't walking out of here with that money. Not alive, you ain't.
No, don't want Blitzen. What is this?
I can't mix into this, Mr. Vanderhooten. Dice Stratton sets the rules here.
You coyote, you. Is Cisco here?
Yeah, but he ain't here. I'll cut the deck with you for that money. My card wins. One cut.
Oh, Pancho, what we should do, eh?
You do as I say or else. Come on, give me that deck of cards, Eddie.
Here you are, boys.
You know, you might win, Mr. Vanderhooten.
All right, go ahead, farmer. Cut.
Ach, du lieber. What I should do... Better, Mr. Dice Stratton, you should take the first card.
All right. Ace of spades. Try to beat... Oh!
It's Cisco.
Cisco, shoot the crab in the coyote's hand.
Get Cisco, boys.
Come on.
Go ahead, hombres. Who will be the first to make his last move? Get their guns, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho, do this.
I was ambushed by Dice Stratton and Grant Dundee. I have a debt to settle. Here, take my gun also, Pancho. Come on, Grant. Together we'll tear him apart.
I hope my enemies will try this. So it would give me the chance to repay you, Dundee. And you, Stratton, for the gun weapon.
Well, Cisco, they both knocked out.
Now we'll round up the rest of the coyotes working for Stratton. The town of Colfax will be much better off when these renegades are all behind bars.
Best picnic we ever be on, no, Cisco?
Senor y señorita Vanderhooten, I agree with Pancho. We appreciate your kindness.
Mid the shooting, mid the robbers, mid the schwindling, why you not let us do more for you, Herr Cisco?
And also for you, Pancho. Here, have some more chicken on dumpling. And Wiener Schnitzel, huh?
Senorita, Pancho not good eating all the thing. Pancho already have 6 helpings.
Oh, yeah, I count them. I already have 8.
No, señorita, that's not the way to say it. You not have 8, you have eaten. Right, Cisco?
Oh, Papa. That Pancho's such a funny man. All the time he makes me the jokes.
The senorita means she has eaten 8 helpings, Pancho.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Was is das? Was is los? You laugh, Fräulein, to eat more than you can, Herr Pancho.
The senorita do this and you start to shoot and root and tootin'.
Ach, why you not pronounce the name right, like you do the first time when we meet?
Oh, that, senor, how that, huh?
When I first tell you my name, Herr Betinghausen van der Hooten.
Herr Betinghausen van der Hooten?
Yeah, but that is not so good as the first time.
Oh, it's all right with me if Pancho is not able to pronounce our name, Papa, because if Pancho would like it, I could change my name to his.
Pancho can say your name. Senorita? Katrinka? Van der Hooten.
That is wonderful, Pancho. I did not know you could do it.
Oh, Pancho. Oh, because you say it so pretty. Katrina give you a big, big kiss. Oh, Pancho.
No, senorita. Just go.
Si, Pancho.
And a good thing those gamblers die Stratton and Grand Dundee in the jail now.
That is the right place for all crooked gamblers.
Yeah, that gambling a bad thing. And Pancho's cousin Jose died from gambling.
From gambling? Well, how did he die?
Oh, he passed away during a card game.
Well, what did he die of?
5 aces.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, do you like to go to the grocery store with Mother? Does she even let you push the cart around sometimes or carry home the packages? Well, she'd most likely be more than pleased if you'd help her with the shopping, too. And you know you'll always pick up the right bread if you pick up the bread with a picture of the slices right on the wrapper. Yes, sir, just reach out for a loaf of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And when you do, you'll be the apple of Mom's eye, and Dad's, too. Because man, woman, boy or girl, everybody goes for good butternut bread. That tantalizing aroma of fresh-baked bread, that tender freshness, that full-flavored richness, they're all qualities of the finest bread, butternut bread. And what's more, butternut helps provide you with the essentials you need to keep going strong all day long. So next time you go to the store with Mother, pick up the bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the wrapper with a picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.